listeners, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, broadcasting here out of the Plains of M, Planet of M studio in Auckland. Our delayed broadcast going out on Access Radio Wellington, Capity Coast Radio and Plains of M in Christchurch on a Saturday night. So wherever you're listening tonight, you can sit back and relax and enjoy the latest good music, the latest news from Ireland and in court news from around New Zealand. And what a special week it is to be Irish in New Zealand with the arrival on Monday night, early hours of Tuesday morning, of Uachtaráin Nathairn, Michael D. Higgins and his wife Sabina. I was lucky enough to be at a function in Wellington last night. I'll tell you about that later on. And I know some of you will get the chance to meet him over the next week when he travels around New Zealand to various centres. All right, we'll have start off here tonight with a lovely version of Caledonia. Ready, steady, go. Off we go. Yes, the beautiful voice there. That's the Celtic Ladies and their version of Caledonia. If you're tuned in, you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with support of the Hugh Green Group. And greetings if you're listening in New Zealand during the week, or overseas in Ireland or England, America, Australia, on planetaudio.org.nz. Well, as I said, a great week to be Irish. The President of Ireland, President Michael D. Higgins, and his wife started a state visit officially on Tuesday with a welcome, a Maori welcome, at the grounds of Government House in Wellington. And later that night, last night, I was lucky to be invited along with a select group of people, about 120 people, invited to a state dinner, a first for me, in Government House, hosted by the Governor-General, Dame Patsy Reddy, and her husband, and David Gascoigne. And also in the travelling party from Ireland was the Minister for Justice, Charlie Flanagan. And but it was a very tight schedule, it was a very formal type of event, and once the formalities finished, the Irish party had to leave the scene, and shortly afterwards we all were seen as well. But certainly great honour to be there in the presence of the President, and to hear him talk about the links between Ireland and New Zealand, and also to confirm confirming that Ireland would open an embassy in Wellington next year, and New Zealand government has confirmed it'll be opening an embassy in Ireland. So it's strengthening the relations and the bonds between our two countries. And over this week, President Higgins and his wife are spending time in Wellington. They're going to Christchurch, then they're going coming up to Auckland towards the weekend, and going to visit the treaty grounds, the Treaty of Waitangi up in Northland. So great opportunity for him to see some of New Zealand. He came here when he was a Labour TD about 19 years ago, he said, and he's got fond memories of New Zealand, and his visit. And New Zealand has been given good coverage in the Irish media as well today. So when we come back, we'll run through some of the other stories that are making the news in Ireland, and cover the sports sections of the pages as well. Up next, we've got Paul Brady, and he's singing all about the homes of Donegal.
By the door. you.
Yes, Paul Brady there singing all about the homes of Donegal and Ireland Calling. Well, that song's been played. I was just reading the reports in the papers today of the return of Ibrahim Halawa. He was an Egyptian boy. He was 17 who went over to join a so-called peaceful protest in Cairo 4 years ago, but him and his three sisters were arrested and kept in jail. His sisters were later released and they were tried in absentia, but all were cleared, including Ibrahim, who was released after 4 years in jail. He was cleared of all the charges about a month ago, but he was released on Thursday night. So once he got his travelling documents in order, he was able to come back to Ireland. So he arrived back in Dublin yesterday to a hero's welcome. And great to see pictures of him with his dad and other members of his family. And they've been living in Dublin. Of course, they're all Irish passport holders. So this became a big issue, but a divide issue as well, because some people, I saw some of the coverage in the media last week, and people were annoyed that he went off protesting. He was living in Ireland. He's gone back like supporting a terrorist type organisation, but that's not the full truth of the story. But the government were fully behind him, and on his flight back from Egypt, he was accompanied by the Irish ambassador to Egypt, Sean O'Regan, along with one of his sisters, and there to meet him was the Minister for Children as well, Catherine Sapone. But there was a huge scrum when he got to Dublin, and he thanked everybody, the people that helped him, and the people that prayed for him, and the people that didn't. And he's hoping to, you know, work hard so that other innocent victims in jails, not alone in Egypt, but in other places around the world, whether they be Irish or any other nationality, that they're freed. And he talked about the injustice that happened to him, and he's hoping that his story, and he's going to write a book, he'll be able to help highlight the plight of some of these other people. But certainly it's a story over the last few years that has you know, got lots of coverage and news in Ireland, and it's a great end for him and his family, although his mum is not well at the moment and he's going to spend some time with her. But overall he looked really good, a lovely face, and he's delighted to be back in Ireland and thanked from the bottom of his heart the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar and Minister for Foreign Affairs Simon Coveney, who kept up the pressure. And it was all started by a campaign by Sinn Féin member of Parliament who helped him as well. So a great result, and a story that's got given lots of publicity in the Irish newspapers today. Right, this time we are off with the Pogues, and they're singing Misty Morning, Albert Bridge. Shane, take it away. Yes, the Pogues there and Misty Morning, Albert Bridge. And the other big story that's dominating all the papers today was the sentencing yesterday. Former Irish Times Gaelic journalist Tom Humphreys. Tom was one of the, you know, most respected journalists in Ireland and worked in the Irish Times. But over 6 years ago, he's stood down from his job over allegations of he being involved with an underage young girl. And over a period of time, the investigations led to, you know, criminal case being brought against him. And earlier this year, he pleaded guilty. And yesterday, he was sentenced to a 2.5-year sentence. But a number of people have come out in support of him at the time of the court case, including Donal Cusick, former Cork player, and David Walsh, a well-known journalist, Times, and they maintained that they were led to believe that the allegations against him at that time before he pleaded guilty weren't of the serious nature that they turned out to be. So it's been quite an embarrassment for them, but it's on the front of the Irish Independent today. The Irish Times have 3 pages devoted to it. And the judge said yesterday that she had some sympathy for him. The maximum sentence she could have handed down was 4 years under the charges that were brought to the court. But a lot of people think the 2.5-year sentence that he's got was at the very lower end of the scale. But a man that had potentially the prospect of being the next Conhoole in Ireland, he exposed the drug scandal involving Michelle Smith de Bruyn at the Olympics in 96. In fact, he was one of the first people to go out and call it, you know, that she was taking enhanced performance enhancers products, but the Irish Times didn't back him and he lost his job, but they later offered him his job back again. So it's been known for years that he was the unnamed journalist involved in these allegations, and earlier this year, he pleaded guilty, and now, but he's had a number of attempts on his life, and his family and his career is destroyed. They were the words given up or mentioned by the judge yesterday. And one headline here says, writer abused position of trust to prey on the young and vulnerable. All right, well, we go to the sports pages of the papers when we come back after this next bit of music, The Walls of Limerick. Yes, you can stop dancing around the floor now. That was the Walls of Limerick there, and just a half hour of the programme gone, listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you here with the support of the Green, Hugh Green Group. Listen to us on a Wednesday night in Auckland, our delayed broadcast going out on Saturday in Wellington, Christchurch, Kapiti Coast. Greetings to people listening on planetaudio.org.nz around New Zealand and indeed around the world. Well, a big weekend for rugby in Europe, with the European Champions Cup getting underway, and a big win for Leinster. They went to Glasgow and got a bonus point, 34 points to 18. Johnny Sexton playing a great game. Not so good news for Ulster. They were away to La Rochelle from France and well beaten, 41-17. Munster, they were at home to Racing, 99. And of course, this was the game that when the corresponding game took place last year, Anthony Foley died in Paris, and a scoreless first half, but Munster came through, won 14 points to 7. So they've got 6 points out of the first two games. But then on Tuesday, the news broke that Simon Zeebo has agreed to move on. Everybody thinks he's joining Racing 99 next year, where Ronan O'Gara is assistant coach, but he's certainly not renewing his contract with Munster, and that could have implications for him playing for Ireland, not alone next year, but in leading up to the 2019 Rugby World Cup. So it's his father was a French citizen, and he speaks fluent French, and he's got two young children. His partner's from Spain, so it's a lifestyle thing, and no doubt he'll be getting well paid, because some of these clubs have a lot of money. And good news for Connacht, they had another win. They took on Worcester in Galway and won 15-8. So they've got two wins out of two in the European Challenge Cup, the second tier competition. So that was the big news there. Of course, I mentioned last week that Ireland are playing Denmark, a two-leg game, and whoever wins that will go to the World Cup in Russia next year. Northern Ireland have to play Switzerland, and of course New Zealand were playing Peru, and all them games will be taking place in the middle of November. County final time was on again last weekend, and in the Kerry Senior Football Championship final, you had Dr. Crokes, 17 points, beating South Kerry, 1-12. The Cork Senior Football Championship final replay, Nemo Rangers hold off a fast finishing Finbars. Nemo Rangers 4-12, Finbars 3 goals and 13 points. In Mayo, Castlebar Mitchells complete a hat-trick. Bit of a joke, really, the Mayo Championship, after Mayo almost winning the All-Ireland final. They'd put on hold all their county championship and club matches, so they were playing some of these. I think these teams played Ballintubber, I think, had to play three games in the space of a week. But anyway, it must have taken its toll. Castlebar Mitchells 15 points, Ballintubber 13. I did Roscommon, the Senior Football Championship final there. St. Bridget's produced a storming finish to win 3-13 to Roscommon Gales 3-7. Senior Hurling Championship final replay in Clare. 6 Mile Bridge claimed 13th title at second attempt. Of course, Clooney Quinn, they hadn't won a title since for 75 years, and they were one score away from it last week, but they weren't good enough to hold out 6 Mile Bridge, 120 to 114 last weekend. The big one down in Waterford, the Senior Hurling Championship final, Ballygunner, they secure a historic Ballygunner, 218, De La Salle 16 points. The Cork Senior Hurling Championship final, Emo Kelly, goals key to success. They won 3-13 over arch rivals Blackrock, 18 points. And Dublin Senior Hurling Championship semi-finals, Kilmacud Crokes 1-13, Lucan Sarsfields 13 points, and Coola, 4 goals and 16 points, St. Vincent's 2-16. So that'll be Coola against Kilmacud Crokes. And if memory serves me right, Coola, they're the defending Dublin and Leinster champions. In fact, I think they might have won the All-Ireland Club Championships last year. Wexford Senior Hurling Championship final, St. Martin's 2-16, Ula at the Ballard 1-9, Carlow Senior Football Championship final, Aero Og get the job done, beating Rathavilly 2-8 to 1-8. And then Sligo Senior Football Championship final, Turlestrand 1-9, Eastern Harps 1-13. And Limerick Senior Football Championship final, Adair 2-10, Newcastle West 1-10. And the London Senior Football Championship final, Fulham Irish 15 points, Tyrconnell Gales 1-11. And Ulster Senior Football Senior Hurling Championship final, Snocknil from Derry held out Down, Ballygallet from Down 221 to 112. Right. What are we off with here? Press this button, we'll know where it takes us.
Simply let them be. Exactly like she told me to.
Yes, sorry about that malfunction there earlier. We had Danny O'Flaherty singing all about Eddie. We'll play that song next. And if you've tuned in, you're listening to Ireland Broadcasting here out of the Planet FM studio in Auckland on Wednesday night. Our delayed broadcast going out on Plains FM, Christchurch on a Saturday night, Capity Coast and Access Radio Wellington on a Saturday night as well. Oliver Lee is my name, and just looking through the Irish Examiner for what its stories are. Of course, they all lead with pictures of Ibrahim Halawa and his dad at the airport in Dublin yesterday, along with other members of his family. The other big issue in Ireland has been the issue over people being moved from low interest rate, what was known as tracker mortgages, onto kind of fixed mortgages. And the banks said this was, they were doing people favours, but as it turns out, they weren't. And a lot of people should be on tracker rates that have been moved onto other rates over the years, and they've paid back an awful lot more money than they should. So the government has, Minister for Finance, Pascal Dunne, has had meetings with all the senior banks executives over the last week, and he's basically told the banks in no uncertain terms that they start rectifying the situation and paying back the money and getting people back on the proper mortgages they should be have. So some people that have lost their homes as a result of being on the wrong interest rate are hoping, you know, that they'll be able to get some redress. But I see Ulster Bank and AIB offer fresh apologies. Bosses say sorry to customers caught up in the tracker scandal. So this is, I heard a few people being interviewed on the radio about this. last week. And another headline here says, Donoghue disgraceful that the lenders have not compensated their tracker customers. So let's hope that justice is being done there. What's it here? I see two great wine. Wine. Leo buys 30 bottles of 30 euro bottles for Canadian PM. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar's claims that Sinn Féin leader Gerry Adams was out of touch for referencing that $30 wine bottles might have a bitter aftertaste. It emerged that Fine Gael leader spent the exact amount during the Canadian Prime Minister's visit to Ireland earlier this year. There's a picture of them. Adams got into a bit of trouble as well. He's come out about the Sinn Féin leader flying business class to trips on America recently. What else has been happening? I'm just looking here at the Sunday or the Cork Examiner. Some local stories there, but there's a lot of stories, international stories as well. And of course, it gives great coverage to sport, probably of all the papers in Ireland. It probably gives the best coverage. And the central bank governor, I see Philip Lane, he's arrived at the department yesterday to meet Pascal Donoghue to discuss all these issues over the tracker mortgages. Right, let's take another bit of music and come back and have a look at some of the other stories making the news in Ireland. This time we've got Ronnie Drew, and he's singing about Key. This song is Viva la Quinta Brigada. Take it away, Ronnie.
Around the time I saw the light of morning, a comradeship of heroes was laid. From every corner of the world came sailing the 5th International Brigade. They came to stand beside the Spanish people, to try and stem the rising fascist tide. Franco's allies were the powerful and wealthy. Frank Ryan's men came from the other side. Even the olives were bleeding as the battle for Madrid had thundered on. Truth and love against the force of evil, brotherhood against the fascist clan. Viva la Quinta Brigada, no pass around the pledge that made them fight. Adelante was a cry around the hillside. Let us all remember them tonight. Bob-headed Church of Ireland pastor, from Killarney across the Pyrenees he came. From Derry came a brave young Christian brother. Side by side they fought and died in Spain. Tommy Woods, age 17, died in Cordoba. With Nafiana he learned to hold his gun. From Dublin to the Villa del Rio, where he fought and died beneath the Spanish sun. Viva la Quinta Brigada, don't pass around the pledge that made them fight. Adelante was the cry around the hillside. Let us all remember them tonight. Many Irishmen heard the call of Franco, joined Hitler and Mussolini too. Propaganda from the pulpit and newspapers helped O'Duffy to enlist his crew. The word came from Maynooth, support the fascists. The men of cloth failed yet again. When the bishops blessed the blue shirts in Dunleary, as they sailed beneath the swastika to Spain. Viva la Quinta Brigada, don't pass around the pledge that made them fight. Adelante was the cry around the hillside. Let us all remember them tonight. This song, the tribute to Frank Ryan, Kid Conway and Dinny Cody too, Peter Daly, Charlie Regan and Hugh Byrne, Though many died, I can but name a few. Danny Boyle, Blazer Brown and Charlie Duck. Liam Tomlinson and Jim Straney from the Falls. Jack Nalty, Tommy Patton and Fife. Jim Foley, Tony Fox, Dick O'Neill. Viva la Quinta Brigada. No pass around the pledge that made them fight. Adelante was the cry around the hillside. Let us all remember them tonight. Viva la Quinta Brigada. No pass around the pledge that made them fight. Adelante was the cry around the hillside. Let us all remember them tonight.
Yes, Ronnie Dhu there, and his version of a song called Viva la Quinta Brigada. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, and just looking through the farming section of the Irish Independent, the Farming Independent on Tuesday. Lots of stories looking back to Storm Ophelia, which caused a lot of damage, especially to Tillage farmers who were waiting to get in some of their last crops. And the bad weather is definitely going to cause huge heartache for farmers in the west and the northwest who are going to be short of fodder over the winter months, according to some of the farming organisations. Lots of people reckon that there's no doubt about it, that this latest hurricane that came through to Ireland is as a result of climate change. I know this is one of the big issues that the new government in New Zealand is going to be working hard on, because there is, despite what America says, there is signs that global warming is the cause of some of these issues and storms that we're having here. But certainly I'm looking here at a man harvesting his maize crop in Ballycormac, County Carlow. A lot of it was blown over with the storm, and they had to harvest it just going one way, and normally they would be able to harvest 50 acres in a day, but the conditions last week meant they could only do 15 acres, but they were hoping to manage to collect about 70% of the crops. There's lots and lots of pictures. There was so many trees knocked all over the country last week, and of course three people died as a result of the storms. And then another kind of a smaller hurricane came in, brought a lot of rain to the west of Ireland over the weekend, and there was two people killed indirectly in related to that. So people, you know, just probably fed up with this really bad weather at the moment. But hopefully no more hurricanes. Of course, the last time that we had a kind of a hurricane of the nature of Ophelia was 1961, 56 years ago. So people in Ireland were just not prepared for things like that, and it took the power board until about today, maybe even tomorrow, before the last of the people have their electricity connected. And of course that's devastating for people that might have a deep freezes and stuff, you know, that that can only last so long. So after power being off for 5 days causes major problems. Right, what are we off to this time here? We'll go and see if Danny's ready to give it a go here, singing all about Eddie.
Early in the morning, sip my coffee, read the news. As sadness fills my empty heart, with grief I cannot move. It's so hard to let you go, his spirit is so strong. His love and laughter filled my life, for my soul sings Eddie's song. Eddie, when I held you close, you held my heart and mind. Your love is here, you are so dear, I miss you all the time. You left your mark upon the world, you had so much to give. So young, so much you had to do, so much of life to live. Long he's gone, we won't forget memories of life he led. I know his soul cannot be dead, he's an angel trapped in time. Eddie, I still feel your love, and I miss you all the time. reason why you had so little time. I love you so, can't let you go, you're always on my mind. You've touched so many hearts, your spirit sweet and strong. Eddie, I still feel your love, my soul sings Eddie's song. Though he's gone, we won't forget memories of life he led. I know his soul cannot be dead, he's an angel trapped in time. Eddie, I still feel your love, and I miss you all the time. Though he's gone, we won't forget memories of life he led. I know his soul cannot be dead, he's an angel trapped in time. Eddie, I still feel your love, and I miss you all the time.
Danny O'Flaherty there, and his song called Eddie's Song. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, but about 10 minutes to go before the end of this week's programme, which is brought to you each week by the support of the Hugh Green Group. I hope you had a nice long holiday weekend. If you were away, the weather wasn't great. In fact, it's not great weather, although I must say in Wellington last night, this morning, was really nice. And Wellington on a fine day is a beautiful place, as all you that live down there know very well. But on a cold and wet and windy day, it's a different story. But certainly not a great weekend here for Labour Weekend in Auckland last weekend. And as we mentioned, not great weather in Ireland either, with the aftermaths of the storm still cleaning up and operations taking place. And of course the budget came in a few weeks ago, so now there's the usual jibes between the various political parties. Fianna Fáil have agreed to, you know, support the current government for three budgets. They've done it for two, but if the opinion polls goes up and they see a chance for them to be in there in power on their own, they certainly will be looking at that opportunity. They've both main political parties said they won't work with Sinn Féin, and the Ulster Unionists are yet to form an agreement to get their executive back up and running, which was brought to its knees in January when the late Martin McGuinness decided that he couldn't work with the Unionists over granting of funds to help develop Irish classes in the north, but also over that campaign where you had, you were getting grants for fuel, and this could have cost the taxpayers in Northern Ireland £500 million. So still big issues to be resolved. Of course, the Unionists, 10 Unionist parties are supporting the British government, and without their support, Theresa May wouldn't have a majority. So they seem to have the major hand in dealing with issues at the moment. But hopefully within the next few weeks, there's been a push by London and a push by Dublin to get the leaders of Sinn Féin and the DUP around the table again and try to move forward and get the peace process, or get the executive back up and running again. Right, Dominic Kerwin and My Mother's Home.
London lights are burning. Far across the misty moon, it was
enticed me. For to leave my mother's home, oh mother, mother, please forgive me. Let me rest my head once more. Although you've turned me from your bosom, please don't turn me from your door. My clothes, they are all torn. Still, my baby, I'll keep warm. Sleep on, sleep on, my blue-eyed treasure. Cause your mother has no home. Mother, mother, please forgive me. Let me rest my head once more. Although you turn me from your bosom, please don't turn me from.
Yes, Dominic Kerwin there, and he's singing all about my mother's home. And I'm just looking at some of the ads in the paper. You know, more and more of the concerts now are being promoted a year in advance. So if you want to see Cliff Richard in Killarney in September next year, you can book your tickets later this week if you're planning a trip over there. But certainly I know Mrs. Brown's Boys coming back here again in March this year, but I think the tickets went on sale just before Christmas last year. And still no words on whether U2 are going to come down here as part of their 30-year Joshua Tree reunion. All right, that's it for me. I hope you've enjoyed the programme. And if you had a chance to meet the President over the last few days when he was here, that's great. And hopefully, you know, the visit and the establishment of embassies in Dublin and in Dublin for New Zealand and Wellington for Ireland will be, you know, a welcome for all of us that, you know, might need to go. We are always well supported here by the Honorary Consul in Auckland, Niamh McMahon and her team, but Niamh will still be the Honorary Consul in Auckland when the new ambassador and the full residence is taken up next year. I'll leave you. Thanks again to the Hugh Green Group, and I'll be back again next week. For me, good night, goodbye.